This is another episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop with Aviel.
And Galit. And on today's episode, guess what?
What, Galit? Tell us. Tell me, tell us, tell them.
We have a podcast.
We do.
We are doing a podcast episode right now. Like, we're recording one.
Right. Now, are you just stating the obvious? Is this news?
This is news. This was news.
This was news.
This was news.
Right.
Because for us, this was obvious. We knew this for a long time.
Right. And Longer than most.
Yes. We dedicated time. We like tried figuring out what we want to do, how we want to see this. But for the longest time,
we weren't telling people about it.
Yeah.
Right. Would you say that we were hiding it?
I wouldn't say that we were hiding it, but we definitely didn't volunteer the information.
Right. Right.
Like, and people would say, oh, what are you doing and everything? And I don't know. I'd be like, school, scholarships. I don't know. There was just like a list of things.
Right.
Just the podcast never came up.
Which is weird because it is something pretty significant.
Yes. Like, it's something important to us.
Right. And so why don't you go ahead and tell us why you think that is. Like, why when someone would ask, hey, Galit, what are you up to these days? You wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm doing a podcast. Aside from, like, not knowing what podcasts are and, like, not, you know, listening to podcasts.
No, do you remember that in the beginning? I literally
Well, stated, that was maybe a reason, but
So the reason that I feel like we haven't really been volunteering the information that we are doing a podcast.
Okay.
Is mainly because we just weren't sure that we were going to
stay committed.
Yes. And kind of like doubting that. Not really doubting ourselves as much as doubting the idea of having a podcast and staying consistent and
doubting the motivation maybe.
Yeah.
But don't you think if, for example, we did start telling people about it and we got like good feedback, do you think that kind of would have been, that would have like helped the motivation? You know, we weren't sure if we would stay committed and we would really see this through, but maybe had we told people, it maybe even would have helped us see this through and continue.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying, but I actually feel like that's maybe one of the reasons that I agree to keep quiet about something, because I personally like to kind of stay quiet about things that I'm working on until I know which direction I'm headed in and I kind of have a firm foundation for it, whatever project it is.
You like to work in the shadows. You're Batman.
Yeah. I don't think I ever watched a movie, by the way, but that's
neither have I, but yeah, that's, yeah.
I think we watched Superman together once, but that's beside the point. Refocusing on why I like to work in the shadows.
Yeah.
It's because when telling people, I feel like it's a little bit risky because you might get like this nice positive feedback, but sometimes it's not that if someone's coming from like a bad place, they might even be concerned. Like someone could say, let's say we're starting the podcast and we're telling people from the very, very start where we're still like shaky in our confidence about it and saying, well, why are you going to waste your time with that? Like, what are you going to benefit from having a podcast?
Yeah.
And it can kind of like feed to that doubt. And if you're not confident enough with it and let's say someone's trying to be helpful and just giving you criticism, you know what I mean? Like, constructive criticism, but like at that point you're just not ready for it to like tearing every single thing up, and you know, because you dedicate so much time to it and you think so much about it, but you're not there yet because you're starting something new.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe for some people it works and they're like, no, I love to share what I'm doing the same moment, but for me and for you as well, I think. Yes.
Finish the sentence and then I'll let you know.
Like kind of keeping quiet about it until you feel kind of like strong enough and you have enough structure there. You have enough direction, like your own direction and like foundation before telling people.
Right. I think for the most part that that's true, because when you are just starting out, it can be you know, at any stage, someone giving you negative feedback or, and again, not necessarily coming from a bad place, but even constructive criticism, and it really is constructive criticism, it can be demoralizing. And, you know, you, like, the project kind of gets, like, nipped in the bud. So there is something to that. Like, positive feedback that would, you know, feed your motivation isn't a guarantee. And I don't know, you know, maybe it's just a matter of, you know, having good friends. And not necessarily good friends, but having certain friends that you know that if you speak to them about it, they'll give you that, like, boost of motivation mm-hmm. and confidence.
While also guiding you and, like, helping you see
meaning, like,
what you need to fix.
There, and, you know, this is something that I do with Galit a lot. Like, I'm not that person. I'll more focus on the constructive criticism. Whatever you want to do with that.
Brutal.
Right. I'm saying you need to find that person who they're like, okay, yes, but.
Yeah.
Or yes and, you know, like Abiel's with improv.
Not that person.
Right. I'm just the, okay,
I'll work
but.
So hard on something and then all of a sudden he just, like, tears it apart and I'm like, thanks, dude. I don't know. I don't feel like I ever make progress with, like, different things that, like, we have, like, our different, like, strong suits and
yeah.
I'll go to Abiel for, some things and then, yeah, you're not really helpful.
Right. Like, okay. Like, for example, here's what, you know, that friend that I'm talking about. Like, let's say I'm this friend and I see Galit after a while. We haven't really seen each other in a month. Hey, Galit, what are you up to?
Well, I started a podcast with my brother.
That's great. Really, really cool. And then, you know, we talk more about the podcast. And the purpose of this
You friend, understand that you're not that person by the way that you responded, just so you
right,
know.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm very much aware that I'm not this person. But this person would say, okay, yeah, that's awesome. You should go for it. You should do it. Maybe, like, did you look into current trends? You know, should you do a podcast, like a comedy podcast or stuff about sports or, you know, like kind of constructive criticism like that in, okay, yes, you should do this and I'm happy that you're doing this, but let's guide this project as opposed to, oh, should you be doing a podcast at all? Mm-hmm. Like,
that's
you'd have
biggest
to make that investment and the time and what are you mm-hmm. going to get out of it?
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you need to find that person, maybe, who is yes and. Mm-hmm. Yes, and did you, like, look into, or, you know, yes, but did you look about the stuff, you know?
Yeah. So I think that's, like, the biggest thing, that if you don't have that person that you're going to, and it's like that.
And it's, like, kind of just a gamble of, okay, are they going to give me positive feedback, negative feedback?
So I think that's, like, it could be really rough in the beginning to get, like, wait, are you sure you want to invest all that time? Like, what are you going to get out of it? And you're just like, huh, I'm, like, hyped up about this. And then all of a sudden I'm hyped up, but I don't have a strong foundation to be hyped up on. And then you just, you know.
Right. And then
I pictured someone jumping on a stage right now, but it was very, what? Like, loose stage. I don't know.
Okay.
I just had an image, like, a foundation, a strong foundation. And then the stage wasn't really wobbly.
Got you. So, yeah. So I think that's what it is. That's kind of the biggest reason why we didn't. Mm-hmm. We weren't, you know, so quick to tell people that we're doing a podcast.
But another reason was really that I think was important was kind of taking ourselves seriously.
Right.
Not really kind of. It's because we wanted to take ourselves seriously.
Right. Because let's say we said, you know, someone spoke to us the week that we, you know, got new microphones and we're like, yeah, we're going to be doing a podcast. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, Glee and I were like, you know what? Like, we came to understand, you know, podcasting really isn't for us, or we just don't have the time. And then we meet this guy a month later and he's like, oh, so how's the podcast going? Oh, yeah, we
decided not to do that.
Right.
And then afterwards, you know, we have another conversation 3 months later and telling them that, we're doing something else. Or, you know what I mean? We decided to.
Right. And then you just end up becoming the boy who cried wolf with a million different projects and a bunch of ambition, but nothing ever actually comes to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Not that you really need to, like, prove yourself to right. anybody that, like, oh, okay, I don't want to tell anybody because what are they going to think? It's also that's fine. But, I mean, for ourselves, we're just like, no, we'll tell you guys a finished product. Like,
mosquito.
Oh, there's a mosquito on me. Thank you, Avi.
It's over there. It's over here. It's coming here. It's coming here.
We have issues with mosquitoes. Not that we have issues, like there's an infestation of mosquitoes. We just have issues with mosquitoes. I will literally wake up in the middle of the night if there's a mosquito buzzing by my ear, and I will turn on the light and I will search it. Search it down, I think is what I mean to say. I don't like mosquitoes.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than waking up to yourself scratching and itching and that
sound
noise.
It's a sound by the ear. Like, I literally wake up from
it. They should make horror movies about mosquitoes. For real. Anyway, so getting back to what we were saying. For us, I think, we do want to succeed. And, like, it's not even a matter of failure, you know? Because on the one hand, you could look at it, be like, wow, this person said he wants to do all these things. Like, good for him. He's really trying everything. And that's impressive, even.
Mm-hmm. It also has to do, I guess, the way that you
perceive it.
Whether, the way that like, you the present way
others
it.
Perceive it and the way that you present it.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I can say that I'm deciding to start a podcast. And you know what? We told people, and we're uploading episodes. And it could be that, like, in 2 years from now, like, we really did it for 2 years. And afterwards, we're like, okay, well, we're done. Or it could be even a year. Right. It could be something that turns into something else. Who knows? But, like, right now, this is something that we're trying. So it's also, like, you could say, okay, when's the time to tell somebody? Because, you know what? Maybe you will continue it for, like, you know, those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then maybe you will continue it for those 2 years. But in the end, do you know what I'm saying?
But in the end,
either both situations, you figured out, okay,
right,
it's not going to work
out. I guess what it is, you know, the whole, like, boy who cried wolf thing, I think it's maybe your... It can be exhausting to support people. And maybe that's what it is. You know, like, I believe in someone. Oh my gosh. Oh, you're starting a new business. Mm-hmm. That's so great. I'm so happy for you. And, like, you give them your energy. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't work out. Okay, that's fine. And then they're saying, okay, you know, I'm going to start another thing. And it's like, okay, I'm going to support you. And, like, you really want to be there for that person. And so if it's just kind of like again and again, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can be tiring. And then eventually, you know, whether it's consciously or not, you kind of start losing faith in the person also, and your support dwindles mm-hmm. also.
Gotcha. So you're saying that that's really why
I think so.
We didn't want to share, because,
like, all of these reasons are connected, and you can maybe, like, group them into one single reason.
But what I do think is important, like, insanely important, is that whether you decide to share whatever you're working on, whether it's the podcast for us, it's important that we were telling ourselves that we were podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, as much as you're not telling people anything because you want to be taken seriously, you have to be taking yourself seriously by telling yourself that whatever you're working on, you're dedicated to it.
Right.
And you're giving it your all. You're not just, okay, well, for some people, maybe it works for them to tell people because they need to make it a real thing.
Right, right.
And
right,
let
right,
people
right,
know. Right. And for us, it's the opposite. It's like, no, we don't want to tell anybody. But it is important, whether you are telling people or whether you're keeping it to yourself, to be telling yourself that whatever you're doing, you're actually doing it. You are a podcaster. You are an artist. You are a writer. Whatever it is.
Right. And this can kind of tie into something that I think we've spoken about. And if not, so I'm sure that it'll come up and, you know, Galit would take the lead on this, going into more detail, but, like, self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, like, you tell yourself that you're a podcaster, so, you know, okay, at the end of the day, you're going to be a podcaster.
Yeah.
You know, not, obviously, that's not how things work. I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to be a millionaire. But there is something to that, to kind of, like, convincing yourself, like, mm-hmm. okay, you know what, I host a podcast. I'm doing mm-hmm. a podcast.
Yeah. And really, anything that you're doing, whether it be, okay, for us, it's like we're with a podcast right now, but, like, if you're trying to chase something, or, like, you enjoy to do something, like art or whatnot, it's all those stories, like, the most successful people tend to have, like, these stories behind it, like, how they really had to be their biggest motivator, and mm-hmm. how they really had to believe in themselves, because it's not that no one else believed in them, but it's not a simple journey to become somebody and to get somewhere.
Yeah. And we're not saying that you shouldn't tell people or that it's a bad idea to tell people. Really, I think what it comes down to is knowing yourself and how you react to those interactions if you were to tell people. Because mm-hmm. for some people, it could be, you know, oh, hold up. I told someone that we're doing a podcast. That'll be like maybe embarrassing if I don't go through with it. Like now it's, you know, more of a push for me. And you need a little bit of pressure in order to be productive. Mm-hmm. And so maybe for some people, okay, you know what? In order for this to work, I need to tell people. But, you know, if you know yourself and you know that telling people would be detrimental, so then fine, you know, you shouldn't be telling people. Again, like we're just sharing our experiences and what we have to take away from it. Mm-hmm. And if you guys can take away something from it as well, then awesome. You know, whether it be, oh, because what you guys were saying, I came to understand that I should be doing something the way that you guys did it, or I should not be doing something the way that you guys did it.
Yeah. And I think I did mention also before. Right.
I just wanted to emphasize that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important because exactly like we are giving the other side of it, like saying this is what we're doing, but it could be that you're just the opposite and you do need to be sharing with people like different things. But what do you think the process was to, like, we went from not telling anybody something, like anything about the podcast, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden telling people, like, what changed?
Right. I think for me, and, you know, obviously say if you agree or disagree, or if, you know, it resonates with you, but it was more of us just deciding that, okay, we're going to do this. Because I think for a while, you know, like in the very beginning, we started off and we were kind of like, okay, this is a cool idea. Let's do this. And we started doing it without really a plan or without really deciding, okay, this is what we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I feel like I also had another reason that I didn't really tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And it was more because I didn't really see a reason to tell people. Because I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you, but why am I telling you? Unless I know that I think that they'd be interested in listening. But like, even like one of my closest friends, I don't remember really what the conversation was, but she's like, do you have a podcast? Like, is this true? And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. and she didn't hear it from me. And my, like, the whole thing was, and I hope that she didn't, like, not get hurt by it, but like, wait, how did you not tell me? Because she did tell me, like, how did you not tell me?
Yeah.
But it, for me, it's just like, well, why would I tell you? Because then it's kind of, I don't want the person to feel uncomfortable, especially like closer friends being like, oh, I feel like I should probably listen to them. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, be supportive.
Yeah. And like, listen to your episodes and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't want people to feel like they're going to have to listen to my podcast because.
Right.
They know me.
Right.
And especially they want to support me. You know what I mean?
Especially if you're like someone who you're, if it's someone that you're close to, you're like, okay, what can you say on this podcast that I haven't already heard?
Yeah. Like, they're part of my life, these conversations and like more depth and.
Yeah. A lot more details, version. Maybe more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely something to it. And so you're saying, why would I tell you? Because like, mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, hey, listen, because it'll help me out. And, you know, it'd be one thing if it's, you know, okay, I have, you know, a 40-minute episode to listen to, but it's a 40-minute episode each week.
Yeah.
Unless, you know what a really good friend would do? Be like, listen, I really couldn't care less because I know this stuff. I'll play it when I'm doing something. When I'm working, I'll leave my phone on or I'll, you know, open up a new tab on the computer and it'll just be playing in the background. It'll be muted. And it'll be playing just for you.
Mm-hmm, like you're going to see that someone else listened to your podcast.
Someone else played your podcast.
Yeah.
Didn't listen to it, but they played it.
Right. But yeah, so it's like if it's someone who's close to me, then I kind of just felt like I was burdening them with, I would have burdened them with that news because then it's like, oh, okay, wait, do I have to, you know, check this out now? And, you know.
Was this reason, by the way, tied to what we were saying, like when the turning point was? Or were you just like trying to backtrack because you thought of another reason?
Oh, okay. So I guess I thought of another reason, but it also kind of told me, huh, I could have mentioned it to her once. Just be like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. I can, and that's when I guess when she told me, how could you not have told me that you have a podcast? I was right. Like, oh, well, I didn't think about it that way. I was just thinking about it like, huh, why do you need this headache to know that I have a podcast? But I could mention it once and you can easily forget about it because everyone's busy in their lives.
Right.
And you know what I mean? I don't need to be one of those people who's like, you know, oh, did you listen to the new episode? Did you hear this? And
right.
I don't know.
Right, right, right.
So like, I think that was probably for me, like, okay, I could tell people who are closer to me because it could be that they'll find out and then it's like awkward.
Right. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. So I think like for me, it really just was a matter of being decisive and okay, this is something that I'm going to be doing. And also the way that it started, it didn't go from like 0 to 100, or if we're talking about miles, so like miles per hour, like 0 to 60. But mm-hmm. Like it went from telling no one, and like there was something that kind of like bothered me when it'd be like, oh, what are you up to? And be like, I have a podcast, but I'm not telling you. Or like I started doing. But then it went from like kind of a focus group to telling like a select few friends just to kind of like get their feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, like I will say that friends have been supportive.
Yeah.
And they've been awesome. And
right. And I'm, you know, I'm not sure if it's because, okay, it's, you know, they're friends, but whenever like we did speak about it, be like, oh, that idea seems really great. Like that's a solid concept. And like we have gotten like constructive criticism as well. Not just like, oh my gosh, it's so great. Oh, it yeah. sounds great.
Like you know, had points like, to tell us, oh, this right. is good. This was maybe, you know.
Right, maybe you should look into that, maybe fix that up, mm-hmm. Which was fantastic. And if you guys are listening, so again, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And because that's also something, like why, for example, like I wouldn't put it on my Instagram first. Like I'd first want to have it critiqued and then I'll like send it out to the masses kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because also like I want to seem serious. I don't want to just be putting something out and then like a bunch of people telling me like, oh, hey, you know, like maybe you want to fix this or edit that. Okay, I do want to go through like a first process of like having people listen to it. Mm-hmm. And then.
And I think it's also important that you decided who you want to, I guess, like critique what's like get their input and critique what's right, on the podcast.
It could be like people who I know listen to podcasts and based on their experience, like what would they be wanting to hear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that because we had like however many people listen and let us know what they were thinking. And I think it was also what we came to realize was that different people have different
opinions, tastes.
Yeah, I think taste, because someone can say, okay, well, you know, they just like this type of podcast, like more facts and more less stories, or
and other people just want something more entertaining, humorous, and something more along the lines of like stories that we had told in like one of our very first episodes of like me being stuck in a changing room with very pink, no, purple pants. Purple. It was. Yeah. Pants that I was trying to get for Galit, but I was trying on in the changing room.
Yeah, because he's an amazing brother.
Yeah. And I also had a jean jacket on, like a women's yeah. jean jacket on.
I have a picture to prove it too.
Yeah. So there are some people who said like, yeah, you should make it more funny. Some people who said, you know, like, no, focus more on like the like keep it more serious.
Yeah, and, because you know, are giving advice.
And science-y. Mm-hmm.
And I think what we came to realize though is that we were taking, I guess, we had to pick and choose from like what everyone was saying,
yeah.
and kind of take what's their opinion and what is not a fact, but this is something that we really should work on and we really should put like consider tweaking.
Yeah.
Versus, I think this is just, you know, that's your style and we want to have our podcast look like this.
Right. Because at the end of the day, everyone has their own voice. And mm-hmm. here we have two voices.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even between me and Gali, that was also something that we had to come to an understanding with. Like, I'm someone who's a lot more, give me something serious, give me facts, give me science. And Gali is more, I'm not going to speak for you. You know, feel free to fill in that blank.
I don't know, like fun and kind of like talking to, cozy and talking to friends and less of, okay, so this is what we want to talk about today.
Because at the end of the day, we are talking about like life experiences that we've had, life lessons that we've learned, and we're passing that on. Mm-hmm. And you really can do that a number of ways, you know, like more serious and kind of having stuff backed up by like psychology and or not even just having a more serious tone and keeping it very who, what, when, where, why. Mm-hmm. Or you can tell it more as a story and make feel like, okay, so yesterday this happened. Oh, and, you know, while I was at the mall, so, like, I also saw this this kid fall, and it was kind of funny, but I felt bad for laughing. And, you know, like, you can tell a story like that.
Nice story. And then
eventually,
to pick.
Or, like, you know, in between the get, you know, getting sidetracked, you'll hear the story. And that way is more entertaining, but for someone like me, I guess it's just not really my taste.
But I think the way that we're doing it, it's more like we're sitting with friends right now. Like, they're not with us in the room, but mm-hmm. we're talking, and we're talking to, like, friends. Like, for me, I'm talking to these people, and I'm like...
These people?
I was about to say... Let me finish. I'm like, these people are like... I want to say pals, but you're going to be like, oh, Gully, you're so weird.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking care of that for me.
Abiel doesn't like these random words that I use, but I love them.
I feel like they're outdated and or just maybe regional, and I just don't know where you get them from. We grew up in the same house.
He literally I start using these random phrases, and he's like, I don't even know, you actually had me search it up. Or no, I think I searched it up in the end. I said something in the podcast, and you're just like, that's not a thing. And I was like, it's a thing, and I searched it up.
But it was a weird thing. But yeah, wait, so what we you were saying that
these people like... are our pals, is what I'm saying.
Pals. Okay.
You're cringing physically. I see it.
A little bit.
They're friends. What do you want me to say? They're friends, but you were like questioning that. And I was like, fine.
Wait, what was the point?
So I'm calling them pals. That my point was...
Oh, just to like say what type of voice that we're having.
Yeah, because I feel like if we had a very serious thing, it was like as if we were like mentors or something.
Are you kidding me? I would love to talk like scientific studies with friends.
Okay, but that you can do that, but...
Not with you.
No, it depends. Not here, not now. It depends. Because the way that we weren't talking about scientific studies, we just had a more serious tone. And I told you that I was getting bored.
Yeah.
I just didn't. It
but
was just so
But you know what
different.
They say, no such thing as a boring story, just a boring storyteller. So
what does that mean, Abiel?
I don't know. Say what you will. I like numbers and... I'm a nerd, whatever. You guys know that already. But anyway.
And it makes it seem like I'm just kind of like...
More social and people person-y.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the case. Is it really not the case?
So like, no academic skills, no nerd skills. Is that what you're saying? No nerd skills, no social skills.
If you give me psychology, we can have the conversations. Give me psychology.
I feel like that's what I get most enthusiastic about.
I know, but you had a very serious tone. Okay, we're getting off topic. It's not anything relevant. And
anyway, I think what we wanted to say, guys, long story short, our experiences and the lessons that we took away from these experiences are that whenever you're starting a project, you need to find that time when you should, if you should, tell other people about it, come to understand how that might affect you. You know, whatever the outcome is, you know, if they give you good feedback, bad feedback, if they're neutral, which could also kind of be bad feedback.
But making sure that regardless what you decide with telling people, it's important to be telling yourself that whatever you're working on, you are working on it. Like, this is something that is real in your life. You are a painter. You are a podcaster. You are...
Right, like convince yourself that that is the truth and like kind of like fake it. Not even fake it till you make it, but just let yourself know.
Yeah,
kind of state that as a fact for yourself, even if you haven't let others know. And then when you finally do let people know and you do get that feedback in the end, it's easy to get lost with all the different opinions and subjective tastes and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, you do need to remember, okay, I'm a painter, and I'm this type of painter, and this is my style, and this is my voice. And yeah, to take what other people say into account, you know, even if it's something negative, like, oh, well, it's really kind of obnoxious the way that you guys are speaking. Even if you know that this person has bad intentions, there might be something to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as exaggerated and extreme, but, like,
yeah,
even the bad stuff, you could take stuff away from.
So it's also really, like, looking at the feedback objectively.
Yeah, because, like, everyone has their own opinions, and they're, you know, they're subjectively telling you what they think.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at what they say objectively, so, you know, you might find some use in that, I guess.
Yeah, and you'll be able to, like, sort out what is relevant to you and what isn't.
Right, like, while keeping your voice in mind, okay, I can tweak this, I can tweak that, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still going to be me. And, you know, what I had in mind for this project or whatever it is. So thank you for joining us on today's episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop. I'm Aviel.
And I'm Galit. We hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we hope to catch you in the next one.